Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast. We'd like to share a little bit about our vision in our ministry of what God is doing and how God is operating. We want to kind of share a little bit from Genesis to what's going on right now. The Genesis of our ministry actually started when Iris and I first got married. The Lord shared with us how we thought we were going to be evangelists just right off the bat. We thought we were going to go out and go all over the world. And, you know, God's ways are not our ways. Mm-hmm. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And we thought we were going to go out. So what we did is we set up and we made out 500 flyers, mm-hmm. sent them to all of these churches, and we got one response. Out of 500 churches, we got one invitation, and then all of a sudden, all the doors shut. And so we knew that God had something in store. And we didn't know how big it was and what exactly where we were going to go from there. And all of a sudden, a door of opportunity opened for us to go and pastor a church in Okarchi, Oklahoma. And so we were there for 4 years. And then the Lord moved us from there to Colorado, Paonia, Colorado. And we pastored that church for 6 years. And in that process, what we found out after pastoring those churches is we had to go through the process. Mm-hmm. And see, sometimes you just have to go through the process of the vision that God has placed in your life. Because, you know, as you have that vision, and you know, whenever He births it in you, it never leaves you. Mm-hmm. And that vision, whenever we first got married, never left us. Because that vision started out that God wanted us to reach every race, every nation, and every land. Mm-hmm. That is our heart's desire, is to touch every race and every nation and every land. And so we were in Paonia, and the Lord moved us back to Kingfisher and told us that we were going to be evangelists. And so, sure enough, the doors opened where we could go and preach in churches. And as that process happened, the Lord placed it on our heart about 4.5 years ago to start a Bible study right here in our home. And in that Bible study, I'm telling you, there was an open heaven over our home. Every time we come together, the presence of the Almighty would just show up every night. Mm-hmm. And it went from being just a Bible study to being we ended up calling it a fire study. And so as it began to catch fire like it has, and people would leave, and they would take that fire back to their churches, and they would take that fire back to their homes and into their businesses. The Lord instructed us that, you know, we need to take it the next level. Mm-hmm. And so the opportunity, as we are praying about it, we want to have a headquarters for our breakthrough ministry. And every time we have a service, we see breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough happen. And so in that process, the Lord told us that he wanted us to have a headquarters right here in Kingfisher. And so we had shared it with a few people, and just the doors weren't just opening up for us to go out and buy the land and build the building just right away. And so, the Heritage Auditorium in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, the Lord put it on our hearts to go and talk to the principal, and he talked to the superintendent. And that door opened for us to be able to hold services right there in the auditorium. And we're going to start that September the 10th of this year. And we're so excited. It's a week away. We are so excited because this is going to be a place. It's not a church. It's a place where we're going to be able to refuel the church. Mm-hmm. It'll be a place where we want churches to come and just sit and not have to do anything, just receive. Mm-hmm. Because when you're at your church, we know what it's like. You're working all the time. Mm-hmm. You're there from the time it starts to the time it ends. And you have to close the doors. But this is a place where we want you to come and get refueled. This is a place where we want you to come and get your breakthrough. Mm-hmm. We want you to bring your ministry teams in right there in that auditorium, because we believe that that's just a temporary place where we're going to be holding services, because God's going to take us from that heritage school to our breakthrough headquarters. Mm-hmm. And so that is our big vision. Is God has showed us some land that we would like to purchase. On that land, we want to build our facility. That facility will be able to reach people all around the world. We want to have a studio in that facility. We want to have our podcast in that facility. We're also going to put a sanctuary in that facility so that people can come and get refueled. We're also, the land is big enough where we can build like little cabins so that people can come and just have a place to stay. Let it be their oasis is what we want it to be. We want it to be a place where ministers or where people can come and just relax. Because we got so many things going on in this world, somebody just needs to just sit back and relax. And that's what we want to facilitate for ministers, where they can come in and get refueled. And you may be asking, well, you know, are you still going to go out and preach in other churches? That's why we're holding these services on Thursday night, because these Thursday night services will enable people to come to us, but it'll also enable us to go to them. Mm-hmm. And so that we can continue going out into the churches and preaching services and revivals, and not just just in the United States, but around the world. Mm-hmm. As the invitations open up for us to go around the world, we want to go around the world and preach the Word of God mm-hmm. to every race, to every nation, and every land. Because we know that there's people out there that they need their breakthrough. Mm-hmm. They need that place where they can get that breakthrough in their life. And that's the people that we want to minister to. We want to minister to those that are ready to throw in the towel and give up on ministry. Because we've been there. We know what it's like. We've wanted to throw in the towel. Every time we've wanted to throw in the towel gets thrown back at us. And the Lord tells us, just wipe the sweat off, wipe the tears off, and keep on pressing on. All we want to do is chase after God. The Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Mm-hmm. That's what these services are about. September 10th, we want you to come and join us. And from September 10th, every Thursday night, we're going to be holding services in this auditorium until our building gets built. And so we want you to come out, because we want to reach every race, every nation, and every land.
Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to breakthroughevangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.